This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, when you're facing crippling federal debt with a government that has no problem spending your money, your kids' money, and the money of the next three generations, it's no surprise they're finding new and inventive ways to keep sticking their hands further into your pockets without accomplishing anything of substance in the past few years. The latest tax, looking like it's going to be, well, just when you think it couldn't get more absurd, the government is trying to find a way to tax money you didn't earn. Think about that for a minute. They're now going to tax the money you didn't earn, or what they call unrealized gains. Well, we hear from former Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson and what that even means.
To say the least, it was just shocking. Back in D.C., the idea of rural is the distance in the superhighway between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. There is no real understanding of rural America and family farms and small businesses like those of us who live out here have it. So they think that because they can come up with an idea, they can make it happen. And that's probably true because they have the authority. But it doesn't mean that it'll make sense.
Nelson asks how you can even tax the people on money they didn't earn.
If you think about a family farm with a lot of acres and a lot of equipment and tools, that property, both the land and the equipment, has value. There's no question about it. But it's not in cash form. So in order to pay a new tax every year, which is no more than a guest tax, they might have to sell some of that property, the acreage or whatever, to pay the tax. It just doesn't make sense.
Nelson adds that if Washington wants to make more tax revenue, instead of taxing money that wasn't earned, how about collecting the taxes on money that was earned?
There's a tax gap of almost $700 billion, and that's money owed under the law right now that isn't being collected. They need to focus on how to collect the money that's due right now that isn't being collected, and move away from a classic idea of a guest tax and income that doesn't exist until it's, as you said, realized.
We'll have to wait and see how this plays out. We're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsor, the Iowa Soybean Association. When we come back, then, a special message from Nutrien and their DynaGrow seeds.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Talking right now with agronomist Will Hammond about DynaGrow seed available through Nutrien Ag Solutions. Will, what is it about DynaGrow seeds that farmers should be thinking about for 2024?
The year 2023 was like a roller coaster. You know, it was up and down. We hit wet spells, we hit dry spells, we had cool weather, we had hot weather. Every year is unique, and I think we got the dynamic from all aspects of Mother Nature this year. DynaGrow is kind of unique, where we work with a lot of different genetic suppliers. I'm not tied to one germplasm or one portfolio, so we can work across many genetic suppliers and breeders to really find that niche product that's going to help our customers, achieve the best yields possible. As far as genetics platforms go, beans, we're still looking at a lot of XtendFlex and Enlist, which is driving the market yet today. In corn, we've got some new ones coming out, a Tricepta platform, which is your base double pro with some more earworm protection above ground. And then we're looking at some more power core corn coming into 2024.
To learn more about DynaGrow seed available through Nutrien Ag Solutions, contact your local representative. That's been Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.